Democrats, Biden's Build Back Better must include American citizenship for illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 6, 2021. A group of nearly 100 House Democrats is increasing pressure on Senate Democrat leadership to defy the Senate parliamentarian by slipping a massive amnesty for millions of illegal aliens into President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act. Late last month, House Democrats, including those facing tough re-election bids in red states and swing districts, passed the $1.75 trillion filibuster-proof reconciliation package that includes amnesty for about 7 million illegal aliens along with expansions to legal immigration levels. The House draft of the reconciliation package gives millions of illegal aliens the ability to secure parole after Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough repeatedly shot down plans that would have allowed illegal aliens to secure green cards. In a letter to Senate Democrats, a group of House Democrats writes that parole is not enough and that illegal aliens deserve amnesty in the form of a pathway to naturalized American citizenship. The House version of the Build Back Better Act limits relief for certain undocumented individuals to a 5-year parole status, yet another form of temporary reprieve, the House Democrats write. We now write to urge you and the rest of our colleagues in the Senate to reinstate a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, TPS holders, farm workers, and essential workers in the Senate's version of the reconciliation bill. The reconciliation bill is an especially suitable vehicle for providing this relief. Emphasis added. Whether we keep our promise or not is a question of political will. We do understand that the Senate parliamentarian has issued a memorandum dismissing, despite evidence to the contrary, the budgetary impact of providing a pathway to citizenship. But the role of the parliamentarian is an advisory one, and the parliamentarian's opinion is not binding. As we laid out in our letter to you on October 21, 2021, both federal law and Senate precedent provide that the Senate's presiding officer can issue a different binding ruling on such a parliamentary point of order. We cannot let an unelected advisor determine which promises we fulfill and which we do not, especially when the vast majority of Americans, in both parties, want us to provide a pathway to citizenship. Emphasis added. The moment is now. We urge you to reinstate a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, TPS holders, farm workers, and essential workers in the Senate's version of the reconciliation bill. Emphasis added. The House Democrats, including Adriana Espaillat, DNY, Jesus Garcia, DEL, Lucoria, DCA, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Grace Meng, DNY, and Dina Titus, DNV, are set to hold a press conference with mass immigration activists on Tuesday, demanding Senate Democrats slip the citizenship-style amnesty back into the reconciliation package. In the Senate, some lawmakers stand to make a risky decision if they support any form of amnesty for illegal aliens, opinion polls have shown. A recent survey by Rasmussen Reporters found that Senator Joe Manchin's DWV constituents, by a 65% majority, said they are less likely to support lawmakers who vote for amnesty. About 63% of West Virginia voters said they oppose the amnesty plan altogether. Similarly, in Arizona, nearly 6 in 10 voters said they will be less likely to vote for pro-amnesty lawmakers come election season, and 57% said they are opposed to the amnesty plan. The survey is a wake-up call for Senators Mark Kelly, Diaz, and Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz. Kelly faces re-election next year, while Sinema is almost certain to face a primary and general election challenge in 2024. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.